There's a row brewing over parliamentary privilege after officers from the Australian Federal Police spent the day searching email servers at Parliament House in Canberra. Privilege is a system of protection evolved over centuries in the Westminster system of government that gives MPs certain legal protections. The AFP in Canberra today were hunting for evidence of who leaked information to Labor from inside the company that's building the national broadband network. Labor says the public has a right to know about a $15 billion blowout in building the NBN, and it's claiming that privilege means the police have no right to much of the evidence they've been trying to unearth. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
They entered Parliament this morning through the basement.
Are the rights covered on the parliamentary privilege?
Officers from the Australian Federal Police have spent the day looking through Parliament House email servers, zeroing in on the emails of two Labor staffers. One was the communications adviser to Labor Senator Stephen Conroy when he was the Shadow Communications Minister. When he spoke to PM late this afternoon, the search was still going.
And they've been sifting through those emails. They found, they claim, 1,800 that have a reference to material that they're looking for. They're now doing a keyword search of each of the documents, each of those emails, and they're printing out relevant emails. And then, as per the agreement and the understandings around the Parliament and parliamentary privilege, those printed copies will be handed to the Clerk of the Senate.
The police warrant points to an investigation into two possible Commonwealth offences, the leak of documents to Senator Conroy's adviser and the receipt of those documents by the adviser, knowing he was not authorised to receive them. Senator Conroy is incensed.
An extraordinary act of intimidation of both NBN staff and the Parliament. I mean, the staffer was working to expose the maladministration, the cost blowouts, the rollout blowouts of this government and Malcolm Turnbull in particular, and to be intimidated by having his rights read to him, his house searched, and now his work database gone through is quite an extraordinary action of a desperate government.
The Prime Minister accuses Senator Conroy of attacking the integrity of the AFP.
He's accused the Australian Federal Police of acting under political direction, which is an outrageous suggestion. He knows that's untrue. And he even went so far as to say they were acting illegally. And really, Mr. Shorten has to step up and pull Senator Conroy into line.
The series of leaks that the NBN Co has referred to the AFP to investigate reveal a series of setbacks in building the national broadband network. Malcolm Turnbull, though, says he's proud of his role as the former communications minister responsible for the NBN, and he defends the progress made by the board of NBN Co.
They have met every target the new management has set. They've met every target so far. It's available at over 3 million premises. There's well over 1.1 million people have been connected. If you look on the NBN Co's website, they put all of these figures up every week.
The current Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, also defends the progress of building the NBN and characterises the alleged offences like this.
There were, allegedly, documents that were commercial in confidence that had been stolen from NBN. NBN is perfectly within its rights to call the Federal Police to investigate this matter.
Labor, though, says because the NBN Co is not a Commonwealth agency, it's not covered by laws against misuse of government information. Shadow Attorney-General Mark Dreyfus.
And there's a real doubt about whether that offence can in fact occur in relation to documents of the NBN Co, which is very directly not an agency of the Commonwealth.
For now, the material collected by the Federal Police will remain in a safe in the office of the Clerk of the Senate. Labor's Stephen Conroy is hopeful the Senate will vote in favour of his claim to ongoing parliamentary privilege.
Senator Xenophon, when the first raids happened, indicated that he believed that there was a strong claim for protection of parliamentary privilege, and I think Senator Lambie's indicated much the same, but obviously the balance of numbers still haven't declared a position.
Labor front bencher Stephen Conroy speaking to Peter Donald.